This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Forces loyal to rival Libyan Army Commander Khalifa Haftar on Saturday said that they had seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli. It came 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government. We get details from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Mismari, told a press conference Saturday afternoon that Libyan military forces under Haftar's command were gaining ground. He says that Haftar's forces now control the towns of Gharian, Janduba, Qasr al-Bashir, and Soweni. He says that 14 soldiers fighting with the Libyan army have been killed in fighting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 7 policemen and 3 civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed 3 policemen in attacks on security checkpoints, according to a provincial police chief. Associated Press confirmed that the Taliban claimed responsibility. At least 4 policemen were killed later when the Taliban stormed a security checkpoint in the northern Sari-Pul province. 2 explosions in the eastern Nangarhar province claimed the lives of at least 3 civilians, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. No groups claimed responsibility for the attacks in Nangarhar and Sari-Pul. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.